This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, we've been mentioning all night, we're going to talk about Bitcoin. Here is the time, finally. We've got the Bitcoin. No, this is a Bitcoin. I'm reading the word Bitcoin. As I'm saying that, there's a headline here at Bloomberg. Bitcoin is worthless. Bubble may pop soon, says Alliance Global, whoever the hell that is. So maybe we'll get into that, too. But Venezuela, where Bitcoin has actually been pretty popular from what we've heard, given that the money system there is just completely broken. One U.S. dollar will get you over 200,000 Venezuela strong bolivar on the black market, whereas the government's exchange rate is 10 to 1, meaning that you can go into a bank, give them a dollar, and get 10 of these so-called strong bolivar, while if you go out onto the streets, you'll get as many as 200,000 of them. So that's part of where their problems stem from. The rest of it is socialism and government and, you know, central control and mismanagement and seizing of industries. And there's all kinds of problems that have led to a situation where the people of Venezuela are basically getting to starvation levels.
They're starving to death very, very slowly.
Yeah, they've been losing weight on average over the last few years, and it's getting pretty serious. In fact, according to Bloomberg.com...
You didn't say how much on average. Close to 20 pounds per year the last 2 years.
Yeah, it was 17 pounds previous year, and it was like 24 pounds last year. Patricia Laya over at Bloomberg is doing a series, or Bloomberg is, on Venezuela. They're calling it Life in Caracas. It's a series of short stories that seeks to capture the surreal quality of living in a land in total disarray. Quote, "We don't have any," unquote. Living in Venezuela, you get used to hearing that. But the story behind the missing ham was different. It's not that supermarket managers were having trouble finding enough to sell, the typical cause of shortages ravaging the country. They had decided to stop ordering it. The reason? After years of hyperinflation, the price is too long. That's right, they wrote too long in the story. Not too high, but too long. The store's deli scales run only to six digits. And ham, my WhatsApp food hunting community tells me, is retailing nowadays for about 1.48 million bolivars per kilogram, which means you would need seven digits to display the price of ham.
You said 1.48?
Correct.
That is higher than the country's minimum wage per month.
Wow. For a kilogram of ham. It didn't matter that I wanted only a few hundred milligrams. The cost was, at this market at least, incalculable. A similar dynamic is impeding the use of credit and debit cards. The price of a set of sheets, 33.5 million bolivars, a pair of Adidas sneakers, 10.5 million bolivars, or even a slice of lasagna at 401,000 bolivars, cannot fit on the screens of older credit card machines. So even if you have the money, you can't buy it with your credit card at certain locations, certain retail locations.
Yeah.
Because the people who were making those credit card machines thought, we'll never need more than six digits to display in front of the decimal point.
Right, because, you know, what normal purchase that you're buying in a retail location
is $1 million.
Is over $9.99999 million.
According to the story here, even the invoice printers that many businesses use for reporting to the tax authorities are running out of space. The solution previously was to split one purchase into several transactions. So if you're going in to get a pair of Adidas sneakers at 10.5 million bolivars, but it can only show six digits, then you'd have to do 10 transactions of 1.5 million or 1.05. Anyway,
good luck trying to calculate because your calculator only goes to six digits.
It would only seem to be a matter of time before the Maduro regime opts to reset the value of the currency to ease these logistical headaches. It's been 10 years since officials first tried such a move, lopping off three zeros and rebranding it the Strong Bolivar, which we've talked about here, the Bolivar Fuerte, which means Strong Bolivar.
I wonder if, you know, plop off six zeros and then call it the Stronger Bolivar?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, and nobody in Venezuela is going to be fooled by this a second time, right? I mean, if this move fooled you 10 years
maybe?
Ago, is this one good? Is the same move by the government going to fool you again this time? Because it's the same thing. And ultimately, it won't last as long, will it? Because 10 years ago, when they lopped off three zeros back then, the economy was stronger in Venezuela.
Yes.
They still had sort of like a middle class living that you could make. There was still money coming in from the oil sales that was significant back at that time. Life was completely different for people in Venezuela 10 years ago when that happened. Now, you've got an insane inflation rate going on there. And so if they lob off six zeros, it's only going to be a matter of another year probably before they're all back on.
So according to Google Translate, Duro means hard.
D-O-U-R-O.
D-U-R-O.
D-U-R-O. Duro. Okay.
Mas means more, so they could call it the Mas Duro.
The more hard?
The But also, Maduro is the president, so the Maduro. So then it's sort of that double entendre to where you're naming the currency after El Presidente.
That,
and it's more hard than the Fuerte.
I hope he's not listening and hearing that idea, because that sounds like something that he would do.
Oh, he probably would. And I want credit for it, and I want payment.
In what?
In U.S. dollars.
You don't want the Petro?
$1 million U.S. dollars for the idea.
We need a Petro update, too, Daryl, if you want to pull that up.
I was expecting that, so I pulled it up.
Hold on.
All of the Petro were still in the same NEM wallet.
Well, no, they haven't come out with a Petro yet. You're talking about the tokens, right?
Okay, well, whatever the thing they were supposedly pre-sailing, ICO, raising billions of dollars on, they never distributed. All of the tokens are in the same wallet.
Didn't I hear that they changed the platform again? Like, they originally changed from Ethereum to, what was
N-E-M.
It? EDM?
N-E-M.
N-E-M. And then I heard, I didn't verify this claim, but I heard they changed it a second time, meaning it is no longer NEM, but based on something else. Anyway, a little bit more here from the story about the crazy situation there. The government cranked up printing presses to finance its extravagant spending plans with fresh cash, and inflation soared. There are no official figures, but by all accounts, prices are rising faster than ever. Bloomberg's gauge, the Café con Leche Index, estimates that the inflation in Venezuela has been running at an annualized pace of more than 82,000% over the past 3 months. Back at the supermarket, the clerk told me they're trying to fix the scale so they know how much to charge. They better add a whole lot of digits. Now, they're in a situation there where they probably don't have enough money to buy a new scale. Even if there is a scale out there that has 20 digits on it or something like that, the special hyperinflation scale where, you know, stores and nations experiencing hyperinflation need scales like this, or cash registers with these capabilities, to upgrade your equipment to the capabilities that you would need to have to run these huge numbers is just cost prohibitive. They're not going to be able to do it.
Now, when you mentioned that they were having problems with their scales earlier, and this was, you know, prior to us actually talking about it, I thought you were going to say that the scales were breaking from weighing the money, trying to figure out how people could pay because they didn't want to sit there and count all of the bolivar.
Yeah, that is definitely how they are weighing. I mean, they are definitely weighing money in Venezuela, because when you have a million bolivar that you need to count, you can't do that. I mean, even with a counting machine, it would take some time to count through that kind of money. So all you pretty much can do is, like, flip through the cash real fast, eyeball it to make sure that there's not, like, blank pieces of paper in there, although not that it matters that much, and then put it on a scale and see if it weighs the right amount. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733. We got more on the latest from Venezuela, plus the Philippines withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. We'll tell you why, coming up.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System. You can get 10% off by using coupon code FTL over at blinkprotect.com. You do it at the checkout. And Blink is a home security system that is super easy to get set up and actually surprisingly affordable as well. So you don't always get those things together where it's actually easy, quality, and affordable, but you can actually surprisingly get that with blinkprotect.com. And again, use code FTL. You unbox it, you put the batteries in, which are included, and then you set the cameras up wherever you want, and you link them all in through a hub, which you plug into the wall. That's the one wire in the system, which is the power cable for the hub. And then everything else is done wirelessly. It's all set up wirelessly as well via your Wi-Fi enabled device like a tablet or a smartphone. So go to blinkprotect.com and at checkout use coupon code FTL to save 10%. As we continue, you can bring up what you want here. We've been talking about the latest out of Venezuela, and not only is it getting more difficult for what retailers do still exist in Venezuela because the number of digits that they need to display prices on cash registers and scales and things like that, they just don't have the numbers. The credit card machines don't have enough digits to display, you know, over $1 million because your typical business wasn't expecting to have sales in any given moment of $1 million,
right,
or in this case Bolivar, to their customers. So that's where we started. But, Daryl, you've got a Venezuela update for us as well. What's going on?
Yeah, so story here from NBC News. It begins, Antonio Perez, a semi-retired real estate agent. Antonio, 73 years old, by the way, woke up at 5 a.m. to stand in line outside a bank to cash his monthly pension. His breakfast, a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
By the time he had arrived, there were already 140 people waiting to cash their checks as well.
At the bank. Can you imagine? I mean, it's annoying when there's five people in front of me at the bank.
Yeah. An average monthly pension trades for about $1.81 on the black market.
A U.S. dollar and 81 cents. Gotcha.
Yes.
Wow.
He continues to try to work.
That's
but
what he's standing
year,
in line for. I mean, again, can you imagine standing in line for
$2?
Right, for $2 behind 140 other people who probably are also getting similar amounts of money.
The article says, but last year was the worst of his career. He didn't sell a single property.
Wow.
Perez said of himself and
who
his
would
wife,
buy?
We're barely surviving. If prices keep rising, I don't know what we're going to eat.
Yeah.
As the economy in Venezuela crumbles, daily life has become a constant struggle consisting of waiting in lines and stretching a minuscule wage that each day buys fewer goods.
That's brutal.
The country's monthly minimum wage of 1.3 million bolivars, around $6.03 on the black market, is enough to buy either two cartons of eggs, a kilo of cornmeal and a box of pasta, or 2 liters of milk, 4 cans of tuna, and a loaf of bread.
Wow.
With extreme food shortages, hunger.
In a month.
For a month. For a month.
Yeah. $6 minimum wage for a month.
Yes. With extreme food shortages, hunger and malnutrition are on the rise, but even when food is available in stores, the average salary is not enough to feed a family. I'd say it's not enough to feed a person for a week.
Not at all.
You know, like, you could probably stretch the 4 cans of tuna and loaf of bread and 2 liters of milk to feed you for 4 days?
Several days, yeah.
Maybe? Venezuela sits on the world's largest oil reserve and was once one of Latin America's wealthiest countries.
Yep.
But as hyperinflation continues to rise to levels not seen anywhere in the world, money loses more and more value. Money is not enough to buy anything. And they've got this written in Spanish and then translated to English. I'm not going to try reading the Spanish. Everything is far too expensive, and common phrases, or rather they say are common phrases in Venezuela these days.
Yep.
Normal conversations now revolve around what products people can no longer afford. And
right.
They have a picture.
This is what people have in common. I mean, so
yeah.
People talk about things that they have in common. Here in the United States, they talk about television shows, right? Or whatever.
Or if you're reminiscing, hey, do you remember when that didn't used to be there? Do you remember when that used to be something else?
Sure, if you're in a physical area with somebody, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, things they have in common. Here, in Venezuela, people have starving in common. They
yes.
have a shortage of resources in common, and they can talk about those things.
They've got a picture here that I want to describe, or rather attempt to describe. It's looking down a grocery aisle.
Mm. Oh, wow.
On the left.
These are prohibited. These photos are prohibited. If they catch you taking
yes.
those pictures, you will be in trouble.
Not. So before I tell you about the shelves, there are a total of 4 people in the aisle.
Mm.
A woman holding what appears to be maybe a jar of mayonnaise and a carton of some sort. You can't really tell what it is. And then a bottle in her right hand. 3 men standing down at the back of the aisle, wearing what appear to be worker suits of some, blue jumpsuit
yep.
overall sort of thing. And then far behind that, there's someone that appears to possibly maybe be standing at a checkout line. The aisle on the left, or rather the shelving on the left of the aisle, completely empty. The shelving on the right, mostly empty, appears to have, again, I can't see the labels, but looking at the bottles, it looks like the bottles of hot sauce.
Okay, great.
And then further down, there's something that, again, I can't tell what it is. Don't
pour
know.
It on the bones of the little mouse that you caught in your house that
yeah.
you can
but
eat
basically,
or something.
The shelves are barren.
Yeah. It's just propaganda, Daryl. That's just propaganda. It's not really like that there. Believe the government. They're going to tell you the truth. They're helping people.
Speaking of the government, since President Nicolas Maduro took over the socialist government after Hugo Chavez's death in 2013, the minimum wage has been raised 21 times. The last time at the beginning of the month.
My God.
The steady increase has been seen by economists as a desperate measure to catch up with the steep levels of inflation. The past 8 months brought such shocking price surges that Venezuela became the 57th recorded case of hyperinflation in the world, with an annualized rate of inflation of 2,000%.
This other article said over 3 months, 80,000%.
The Venezuelan government no longer publishes inflation data or forecast, but the IMF projects inflation to reach 13,000 this year.
The toll-free number here in, I presume there's more.
Yes.
From on the ground in Venezuela, 855-450, free like freedom. What's that you say? You don't think it can happen where you are? Give them time. 855-450-3733. This is the result of central control of money, socialism. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line chat room, which people have been using tonight to call the show as well. You can go to discord.lrn.fm, and you'll find that there. Coming up this November, Daryl, you are going to be running in one of the biggest marathons out there, the New York City Marathon.
Yes, and I'm going to be running on Team Innocence Project. And
that's the group that is trying to get people exonerated who were wrongfully convicted.
Yes, and let me explain. There are a few ways to get into the New York City Marathon. You can either be an elite athlete, mm-hmm. which I am not.
Compared to the rest of the show hosts, you are an elite athlete, but
right. Yeah. I would have to increase my marathon time by double.
Oh wow!
To wind up qualified.
You mean you'd have to have it?
Cut it in half. Yeah. Yes. So you know, like 2 hours and
yeah,
like 15-20 minutes okay. instead of 4.5.
So that ain't gonna work.
Not happening anytime soon. Or if I were 70 and maintained the same speed, then I could qualify on speed.
Got it.
Or...
Well, you can't use speed. They probably would drug test you or something like
that. No. I'm saying I could qualify on time in 30 years if I keep up the same pace.
Okay, gotcha.
Or they have what they call a lottery, which, not traditional lottery. I didn't get selected in the lottery. So then I looked, what are some charity teams? And I saw the Innocence Project and sent an email, or actually not an email, applied through their form on their website, and later that afternoon got an email, and yes, absolutely, I will confirm this right now and pay my registration fee. So registration fee is paid. Hotel, I've already got booked. What I need to make sure that I run the New York City Marathon on Team Innocence Project is I need to raise $3,500 minimum for the Innocence Project. And all of the money, when you go through run.freetalklive.com and you donate through the CrowdRise platform, all of that money goes to the Innocence Project.
Sweet.
CrowdRise actually has a thing to where they'll charge you the processing fee. So if you want to donate $25, it's going to be a little bit more because you're paying all of the fees so that all of the money goes to the Innocence Project.
Right. And so you have to raise $3,500. Does everybody else on the team also have to do the same thing?
Each member of the team.
And how many are there?
They have up to five. I don't know how many of those positions they have filled.
So in theory, then, the Innocence Project will get like $17,000-something
minimum.
Yeah.
If everybody winds up raising just the bare minimum.
Right. And that's doable. I mean, between now and November or September or whenever it is that the things do.
November.
If you want to help out Daryl with this fundraiser, you can go to run.freetalklive.com. That's R-U-N, run.freetalklive.com. Donations by what, credit card?
Credit card, yes. Right. And if somebody wants to do crypto, I can facilitate that.
Gotcha.
So just send an email, Daryl@freetalklive.com.
Perfect. Let's continue here. We were talking about Venezuela, and I don't know, was there more from your story?
Oh, yes. There's more.
What was the source again on this?
NBC News.
NBC, all right.
So, again, they were talking about how high the inflation rate is, where the IMF predicts that it will hit 13,000% this year. Mm-hmm. You said you had a source saying 80,000?
Yeah, over 3 months.
Belkis Bolivar wandered around a local market near her home in downtown Caracas.
It's an unfortunate last name.
She headed for a shop. Well, no different than somebody here being named Dollar, which
That's
is
unusual.
An actual last name.
I've never met anybody with that last name. Have you?
I went to school with a guy whose last name was Dollar.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
Belkis Bolivar, again, wandering around a market. She headed for a shelf where just 3 days ago, a carton of eggs was marked at 480,000 Bolivar, about 14 U.S. dollars. She picked it up, believing it to be the same price. But the clerk told her the price had increased to more than what she could afford on her salary as an elementary school teacher.
It probably went up between the time she walked into the door and got to the aisle. I mean, the inflation's pretty crazy there.
The article says, luckily, her wage combined with her husband's still allows her to complete her weekly purchases.
For now.
She says, we have to buy as soon as we get our paycheck.
Yep.
We don't know if we'll be able to buy anything next week. Prices move fast within the same market. The price of meat, chicken, milk, and cheese had increased in the last few days. She says, less than a week ago, a kilo of meat was 340,000 Bolivar.
Okay.
Today, it's 380,000.
Wow.
So, increased from 340 to 380. And these numbers are a lot less than what you mentioned in your article about the...
There was this type of ham that was a million Bolivar for a kilogram.
Ruben Sosa, who runs the butcher shop, said many of her clients have eliminated meat from their diets completely, replacing it with plantain or yucca. She says people are now buying more scrap meat. Venezuela's crisis can be traced back to Chavez, who was elected in 1998 on a promise to share the country's oil wealth with the poor. He relied heavily.
That worked out.
What's that?
I said, look how that worked out.
Yeah, he relied
now
heavily.
Everybody's poor.
Heavily on oil revenues to fund his 21st century socialism agenda, importing goods and selling them at subsidized prices to make things affordable. But when oil prices collapsed around 2014, Venezuela had little savings to fall back on. Since then, government has cut imports and used its small reserves to pay its foreign debt and to avoid default.
And you cannot sell products at a loss for very long. That is not going to keep you in business. And there was a story about the Barbie doll situation where I think it was Chavez or Maduro, I think, forced a company that had a bunch of dolls.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
To sell those dolls below.
Socialism Barbie.
Right. So sell those dolls below cost. And, of course, they flew out the door, as you would expect them to do. But then the company didn't have enough money to buy another batch of dolls because they didn't make any profits on that. They actually lost money. So why are you going to stay in business if the government's going to come in? Why would you even try to continue to sell toys? If the government comes in and says to you, you've got to now sell all of this product at lower than the price you paid for it because we need to help the poor, well, you're going to close your doors.
But I'm the poor now.
You are now.
At the same time, years of excessive regulations have discouraged local production, leaving Venezuela even more dependent on imports. In 2003, the government created currency exchange control and became the sole administrator of American dollars. This created a currency black market where the price of a dollar hovers around 200,000 Bolivar. As inflation spirals, some businesses have stopped changing their price tags. The manager of a small coffee shop in South Caracas,
it's too expensive to print out new price tags,
who declined to be identified, said the price of coffee changes every 3 or 4 days. Customers sometimes get angry with him.
Sorry,
he says, and he does his best to explain the situation. If the raw material surges, our prices have to increase. Standing at the door of his day job as a security guard at a pharmacy, Jonathan Marquez is tired. He's not slept well in 2 months since taking a second job, driving taxi on the weekend. He said on Saturdays he used to spend time with his family, but since I took the second job, I barely see them.
I'm just curious to know, what is it like as a taxi driver in Caracas? I mean, you know, in a lot of cases with a taxi, you pay when you get to the destination. But you're dealing with people in Venezuela who don't have money, and many of them are more than happy to engage in criminal activity in order to facilitate continuing their life. So how many times are you going to have a ride and dash where somebody gets into your car and then doesn't pay you on the back end?
Oh, they probably have prepay.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Imagine they're doing prepay, but can you imagine somebody paying with cash? Would you got to have a scale in the car with you to weigh bricks and bricks and bricks of cash just to take one person across town? I mean, talk about clumsy and difficult to do this. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want, even in these remaining moments here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Coming up this summer in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground, which is the biggest campground in all of New Hampshire, and the place where we get the chance to go a couple times a year during the summer, and this is one of those occasions. It's Fork Fest. That's Fork with an F. Fork Fest 2018. Technically the second year of this decentralized event that is so decentralized, people don't even agree on its name. But on LRN.FM, we're calling it Fork Fest. You'll be joining liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians. It's happening June 14th through June 18th, so 5 days in the woods in beautiful New Hampshire. Perfect excuse to come up here and check out this place you've heard so much about here on the air on Free Talk Live. Check out New Hampshire and meet some of what could be your future neighbors, because there is the New Hampshire Freedom Migration going on, where libertarians and voluntarists from around the United States and around the world are converging in New Hampshire to make their efforts at trying to achieve liberty in our lifetime more effective. And ForkFest will be a decentralized event, meaning nobody is in charge of this event. We're talking about it because we have a radio show.
Yes.
Other people are going to be putting together different things that will be happening there. Jay Noon is a former co-host of ours, is getting married on that Sunday. Daryl, you're putting together a host of athletic trials and events.
Yes.
There's also, I don't know if there's officially a rave that's going to be announced for this year, but one happened last year, so I would say there's a chance that such a dance party will occur there. I don't want to say for sure because we don't know yet. Each individual gets to decide, you know, do you want to just go and attend and camp and see what's going on, or do you want to create something? Do you want to create an experience for the people who are there doing something? You want speeches? Get a PA system?
put on some speeches. I know, I think Will Coley's interested in possibly renting the pavilion, so I called Rogers Campground today to get a quote on what that costs for Will. And so it's just everybody does what they think is best in this case. You want to sell some food? Set up and sell some food. You don't have to ask anybody's permission. You don't have to acquire some sort of special vendor permit or ticket or anything like that. There are no tickets to Forkfest. There's no central authority to buy tickets from.
But there is camping.
There is camping.
Or hotels.
And it's a private piece of private property, so Rogers Campground will charge you to camp there. But that's the only cost that you will... Whatever travel costs it takes to get to Rogers, and then the staying costs at Rogers are the only costs. There's no ticket price for Forkfest. Now, of course, the event that follows Forkfest at Rogers Campground, which is called Porkfest... has been there for a long time. It is more centrally controlled and does have ticket prices, so keep that in mind. But if you want to attend both, obviously you can attend both. If your budget's tight, then Forkfest is certainly the more affordable option. Also, will likely be the smaller option. It's only its second year, and I would say maybe two dozen people or so were there last year.
And only one of those events is going to have a beer mile.
That would be yours.
Yes.
And that's during Forkfest. So if you want to learn more, you can go to forkfest.party. That's the website. That will link you to two different chats. There's the Forkfest chats on the Discord server that we talk about a lot here, discord.lrn.fm. There's a Forkfest Telegram chat room for those of you that are on the Telegram chat app. And then there's
the forum.
The forum. That's correct. And the forum's a great place to go and do some more long-term planning rather than just chit-chat. So check them all out. All of them are linked to, plus an RSVP on liberty.menu. So there's events on liberty.menu. And so one of those is linked to there from forkfest.party, again, June 14th through the 18th here this summer in New Hampshire. We will look forward to seeing you there as we plan to be broadcasting from the event. But we continue here. Daryl, you had a little more to share from Venezuela.
Yeah, so the story here from NBC News, they were talking about a few different people, you know, following them on part of their day, and they mentioned someone
standing in line.
Yeah,
so,
someone standing in line, somebody hoping to buy a carton of eggs and then finding out that the price had increased and she didn't have the money.
Stores aren't even bothering to update prices on the shelf, probably just warning people, hey, look, it's going to be different by the time you get to the register.
Jonathan Marquez, who works as both a security guard and a taxi driver, says even with both salaries, he still struggles to feed his family. His weekly paycheck of 250,000 bolivars is only enough to buy food.
That's a dollar. 250,000. It's right now 217,000 bolivars per U.S. dollar. You're talking about a dollar and change.
Yes.
Is his weekly pay.
He says he can either buy food or he can buy a bar of soap that costs 200,000 bolivars. He says we can either clean or we can eat.
That's a terrible choice.
He always picks food. And ends up mixing shampoo that was left over with water and uses the liquid as soap.
Wow.
Inside a pharmacy, Francisco de Castro, 75, is also facing a dilemma. Buy one or two boxes of medicine that he needs to treat his high blood pressure.
Oh, man.
With medicine growing scarce, de Castro hunts daily to find it.
Unbelievable.
If he does, a box of 10 pills can cost more than his monthly pension. He stopped taking a whole pill every day months ago.
Yeah, I bet.
And instead has been splitting each pill into four pieces.
Four. Wow.
That way I feel like I take my treatment every day.
He's getting something.
Since cash is also scarce, it's not uncommon to find long lines throughout the city of people waiting to withdraw money. On average, ATMs allow the withdrawal of 10,000 bolivars per day. Which can buy you two mint candies.
I mean, it's just crazy to even think that that's worth waiting for. But what else do you have to do?
Well, what else you have to do once night fall, or rather once night falls, people are seeking entertainment outside of the house. A movie ticket costs a third of the minimum wage without popcorn. A three-course dinner may cost a three-month salary.
Wow.
Inflation has also turned the nearly worthless bolivar into art and fashion items as people walk
making clothes.
Avenida Los Ilustres in southwest Caracas. They may encounter Wilmer Rojas, a 26-year-old artist, who tailors purses, wallets, and baskets by folding lower denomination currency. Rojas uses up to 1,000 bills to make a large purse.
Wow.
All those bills together don't buy much.
Nope.
A loaf of bread or maybe a cup of coffee at most. People even throw them away since nobody uses the small bills anymore. So,
yeah, sure.
A 5 bolivar note in Venezuela is like a penny here. How many times do you see people just like throw pennies on the ground?
Around. Sure.
That's absolutely what they do with the small currency.
We've got the two bolivar note here on the wall in the studio. It's very pretty. It's got dolphins on it.
He says, "At least I found something to do, or rather something useful to do with the worthless bills."
It's tragic stuff. Yeah. And it's not getting any better anytime soon. As long as the Maduro regime is in place, and they are sitting pretty for the moment. There were protests last year. I don't know what the status of those, you know, you can't protest if you're starving. You know, it's hard to lift a sign if you've exhausted all of
It's hard to make a sign when you don't have any money.
You can't afford cardboard. You can't afford a marker. But even if you did have a sign, you'd be exhausted within moments after arriving at, I mean, if you've lost 20 pounds in the last year,
pounds the year prior.
Yeah, you don't have much weight left on your body to lose in, you know, burning calories. You're going to be exhausted. You can't replenish calories. You can't be working out. You don't have any food to replenish your calories with.
Speaking of working out, what did you watch over my shoulder briefly yesterday?
I don't know.
Ninja Warrior.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The Ninja Warrior USA versus the world. One of the guys representing Team Latin America. Yeah. Was from Venezuela, and the announcers mentioned he left Venezuela because he could not properly feed himself or train.
I totally believe
so
that.
So he moved to Mexico City and opened up a ninja gym.
It looked like, I thought it was an American Gladiators there for a moment. It kind of had that look to it with like the bigger-than-life set pieces and the timed events.
Right, and normally on American Ninja Warrior, when it's just American Ninja Warrior, they don't have the people wearing the costumes looking the same. But since it was USA versus the world, they wanted each team to be dressed the same.
Dude, the logo even looks like American Gladiators.
It kind of does.
It looks very similar. I wonder if a production crew is somehow the same. Sarah's going to grace us with her wisdom here in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, you know, I'm surprised that New Mexico, our state, welcomed their self-driving automated cars because California rejected them.
Really?
Well, you know, we have drunk drivers that go the wrong way on the freeway at 70 miles an hour. So we're going to need the self-driving cars more than the California.
Well, I mean, there's drunk drivers everywhere, and it's certainly true that this could be one of the benefits of self-driving cars, is that you could, in theory, unless the police are able to outlaw being drunk in a car, if you're just a passenger, in theory, you should be able to get into a self-driving car and get out completely drunk. And, you know, get in sober, get out drunk.
Right, but are you technically operating the self-driving car?
I don't know. That's a good question. That's what I'm saying. The police will definitely probably try to argue that you shouldn't be allowed to drink in a self-driving car. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.